Blog Talk Radio.
Tailgate show. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. It was a good Mother's Day for those of you who were able to spend it with your mom. Hopefully she's still with you. Unfortunately, I lost mine, I guess, 8 years ago now. So that's a special day, and for all those out there able to enjoy it, hope you had a great time, maybe had a good cookout, or just able to spend some quality family time. Looks like good weather for the most part, a little humid, a little warm out there. I think we had some pop-up showers here and there on Saturday and Sunday, kind of across the southeast where it seems like most of our folks are listening in from. But, you know, nonetheless, still pretty good weather out there to have a nice weekend. So we'll hope you spend it in good fashion. There were some good barbecue contests going on out there, so hopefully we'll get some callers in tonight that either visited one of these contests or maybe participated in the contest. There was two of it that I had in mind, actually. We had the Boss Hog Championship down there in Waynesboro, Georgia. Great event. I think that was our, fourth or fifth year. That was actually, I think, the first contest I ever cooked in, actually, which was quite humbling, by the way. But great event run by almost kind of a host of about four or five ladies, I think, that do a tremendous job. But excellent contest, has a lot of quality teams. Can't remember, I think there's like 45 teams, somewhere in the middle 40s. I know that's usually their number, so they can set up the area they do it there, I guess, at Mr. Golf Cart. Can't recall the guy's name, but very kind to let everybody kind of take over his venue, per se, there. And works out real nice. Everybody's kind of set up in a horseshoe, and all the teams kind of on the outer edge, and then that allows the public to move around the inner area, and they got a stage set up for the band, and different vendors in there as well selling, different things. People doing lemonade and cotton candy, funnel cakes, kind of maybe a carnival or fair-like type situation. But weather was good. Pretty nice on Friday night down there. They had a great band out there. We had a wing contest on Friday night and a strawberry contest. Both of those are free events, and you can participate if you'd like to. So we didn't do so hot in the wings. I don't know. I think we're going to have to change our flavor profile on the wings. We're either hit or miss. We either win first or place. I guess in two or three of them this year, or we were like way down there in the bottom third. And so it was not on the wing side, it wasn't a good weekend for us. So we gotta figure that out. But obviously the main thing is the other part of the contest, which we'll get into some more detail here in a bit. Then there was another contest up in, I guess it would have been in maybe Canapolis, up by Charlotte, North Carolina. I think it's the Jiggy with the Piggy barbecue, which they had a pretty nice prize money up there. I think it was close to $20,000, maybe a little bit under that. I think they had somewhere around 75, 80 teams up there. So that's a real nice event up there. Obviously, they get a big draw from a lot of the North Carolina teams, but nice event. I think it looks like I was just pulling up, not as well versed on this one, so I had to pull up some information. That was won by Checkered Pig up there. And I guess I did forget to mention, but the Boss Hog, which is a state championship, by the way, I think that's a GBC qualifier, was actually won by Palmetto Smokehouse, who'd been cooking the on the SCBA a lot and kind of has made the change over to do some KCBS. So they got their first grand on the KCBS tour out there. And so congratulations to those guys. I know they're very excited, with that big win. So two, I think there's a couple other contests maybe in our general area. I think there's one in Rome, Georgia, but kind of two we're going to talk about. I know there were some of our own South Carolina teams or SCBA teams, I should say, that were up there in Charlotte, North Carolina, at that event. And then also down there in Waynesboro, Las Matogas Barbecue, we were down there competing. And, just far as maybe on the SCBA side, I think we had Summer Swine, Seth Latari, and let's see, we had Smokestacks down there, Jeff and Larry. Who else was on the South Carolina side? Nard Barbecue. Randall was down there. If I leave somebody out, I apologize. I'm trying to kind of go around the little horseshoe there with the teams. And we had Riverside Smoke. Forgot those guys out of North Augusta. Riverside Smoke was there. Let's see, who am I? I feel like I'm leaving out somebody else down there. There was a good representation. Yes, Deer, that competes, I guess, a decent amount on the SCBA. I think they're out of Savannah, those guys. They were there also. Let's see, who else? Of course, they don't compete a lot on the SCBA, but we had Wayland's Wrigley Good Q. Obviously, had a big showing down there. He was right there in the running for the grand champion, took reserve grants. Congratulations to Waylon. He cooks, I think, a couple of XCBA competitions, not a lot, but he was there. Let's see, Divine Smoke, I don't think they cook a lot on SCBA. I think they're out of Greenwood. Had them down there. So you had a pretty good representation on the SCBA side. So it was nice seeing those folks down there. Now on the on Jiggy Piggy. I'm not exactly sure maybe how many SCBA teams. I know obviously one of them was Blowing Smoke, Lee, out of Columbia. I know he was there because we talked a couple times there, over the weekend. So and had a good show, and I don't remember exactly. I know he finished top 20. I think he was maybe even top 15, maybe 15 or 16, I think, which is was a fantastic showing. Like I said, there was about 80 teams there. So I think he did get one call, and hopefully he'll call in and tell us about that. I don't remember. I say it was Chicken for some reason. I'm not sure, but I know he did get a call and won. But just to finish in the top 20 is a, actually 13th, I'm sorry. I just pulled it up. I had to look it up there. He pulled a 13th. I don't know why I had the 15 or 16 in my head there. But, yeah, they had a bunch of cookers up there. Like I said, maybe he can call in and let us know. There's some other South Carolina guys up there that were cooking. It looks like a lot of these team names that I'm looking at, they look to be probably a lot of North Carolina teams, it looks like. So, but I'm sure there were some other folks from South Carolina that were, that were out there. They're up there in that size event. Like I said, that's a nice payout. They're close to $20,000, and the the Boss Hog, I think theirs was somewhere in the middle teens, low teens. I think it was around $12,000, which is that's a pretty nice payout. Also, I think it's like Nan Lynch and Amy Lively. I think are two of the main ladies. I think there's a couple other ladies as well, but they just do an unbelievable job down there with the organization they have and putting that all together. It's very very cooker friendly. When you arrive, they have a nice kind of ditty bag there for you. Make sure everything is there that you need, your water and your power are in pretty close proximity, which makes it which makes it very nice, obviously. So that's always good. And I got sitting there on the outside there, so you got some areas that are pretty shady, which makes it nice. Nobody's really on top of each other. They give everybody ample space and room, and they've even got hookups that are they're oriented toward the 30 amp, but even 50 amp. So from these folks that got these real big rigs or motorhomes, so they're I don't think I've ever experienced a power problem or a water problem down there. But nice, just well run, the way everything flows on Friday and Saturday, and they did a great job yesterday. Saturday, by the way, they looked like some weather was coming in, and I think they kind of made a little adjustment and tried to do their work about 3, but it ended up being about 3:30. But that's still pretty good considering the you figure last brisket turn in is 1:30, and they were doing awards about 3:30, so that made it real nice for everyone. I mean, everybody obviously wants to hang around for awards, and you're excited to want to be there and so forth. But you kind of want to get home as well, especially if you've got a long ride back. There was actually a team from Wisconsin there. I never really got the story how they ended up down there in Waynesboro, Georgia, maybe on a coming out to see family or something, Mother's Day, I don't know, but they always have a neat award there. The farthest travel or team that came from the farthest away place, what have you. And so this team from Wisconsin obviously got that distinction. That was pretty tough to beat, I think, wouldn't it? But neat little things like that to make the contest fun. And of course, on Saturday morning, about 6:30, 6:45, they have a unbelievable breakfast. And I'm not talking like biscuits and coffee, which, don't get me wrong, that's always nice, even if an event does that. But I think it's Capital City Bank, maybe a local bank, kind of sponsors this. And man, they have they got eggs, they got bacon, they got sausage, they got grits. They got everything. It's just your country breakfast. Biscuits and gravy. You're going to come out of there hurting, I'm going to tell you. Coffee, orange juice, the whole nine yards. They really do it up nice down there. So that's and then they got kind of a little 24/7 kind of a hospitality suite per se, where they got these different businesses that kind of help sponsor or provide some of the items there. And they got it's nothing fancy, but you can go in there and get you some a pack of crackers or a water. A juice, a soft drink, candy. They just got all kinds of stuff. They got all these baskets and stuff. It's just all of their fruit, you name it. So they got that in there the whole time. And as for anybody out there listening, is that the travel's a contest. You're always going to forget something. The main thing you're trying to do is get there, get set up, get your meat prepped, and get your smoker rocking and rolling, and get to it. And you're like, oh man, I should have brought some snacks, or I should have brought this. And hey, you got something like that set up, that makes it real nice. And they got kind of a unique thing. All of their prizes or awards per se are the same. They've got a neat they do these framed pictures, and then obviously based on the where you ranked at. So I think they pay out first to 10th. So say 8th place compared to 3rd place, the 3rd place picture is going to be bigger than the other. So that's always pretty cool, having that. It's kind of they kind of change up the logo a little bit each year, and I barbecued at the boss, and kind of the awards you won, and what place came in and so forth. So that's pretty cool. It's kind of unique, what we talk about, these bowling trophies and all. This is something that actually is kind of neat. If you had you got like a little barbecue room, or you got a place at the lake or mountains or something, and you got a cool little picture to hang. It's pretty sharp looking. So that's kind of a goal. I think a lot of teams want to go down there and win one of those, one of the bigger size, one of the nicer pictures there. So and then of course that obviously being named Boss Hog, they got the guy comes out there, the big old white convertible, and he's got the horns on there. And you get to ride kind of in the back there, almost like you're going on a parade, and he hits the horn, and you kind of get to parade around the thing a couple of times. So that's pretty cool. That's a little unique stuff that they kind of do to make it stand out. Just a well well run event. As you can tell, I've kind of gone on and on about it, I guess. But it's definitely one of the best events we go to. We try to make sure that we don't miss that one. I think I missed it one year. Actually, I was late getting my entry in. It filled up so fast. I mean, it filled up in like a month or something. And we didn't get in. I mean, I was devastated. I guess that was about 3 years ago, maybe. So I think that's either our fourth or I think that's our fourth time we've cooked there. But again, just well run event. Everybody always circles that date and that event down to get down to Waynesboro, Georgia, and cooking the Boss Hog, and they don't disappoint. It kind of gets better almost every year. They got a little something they tweak or do this a little better or what have you. And they've always been blessed with that pretty good weather. I don't know if I've been down there yet when we've gotten much rain. I don't know. Obviously, the year I missed, I don't know, but it's always been really good weather too. So they've been fortunate with that. But they get, obviously, Waynesboro is one of these towns like we have here in South Carolina. It's a, it's a smaller town, but it's pretty unique in that a lot of town people come out and support local events. And then of course you've got the smaller, really tiny towns like these, like we call one stoplight or even a flashing light. People from there come and they kind of look forward to this event, and they have stuff on Saturdays and kind of late morning before the in the early afternoon before the awards are done, and they do little skits up there, and they have the band, and they have probably little, I guess what you'd call these dance teams, whatever, and they get up there and perform. So yeah, it's pretty cool. All the townspeople get to see their kids and all performing up there. And they have little things, like I said, little vending sites. People come out and got different things to sell and so forth. And I think if you ask anybody that's ever cooked in the Boss Hog, they will certainly tell you that it was one of their favorite events. And it will be a event they'll be back to in years to come. So that's one. If you have not cooked there, you ought to put that on your calendar. It's kind of easy to remember. Actually, it seems like it hits about every year on Mother's Day weekend, that Friday, Saturday, which I know for some people can be kind of tough, maybe if you've got a mother or maybe mother-in-law far off somewhere that they want to go visit. But it's usually that Mother's Day weekend, kind of the second weekend in May is when this one hits. So mark that on your calendar, Boss Hog down there. If you want to you just don't want to miss. So if you happen to have to be out there listening and we're down there this year, or if you've got any questions about it, our call-in number is 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. Give us a call in. Love to talk to you about a contest you've been to recently or an upcoming contest you got, or maybe you got some barbecue questions and want to talk about some things. One thing I don't want to bring it up in a bad way, but I think it's a good thing maybe to talk about, or a learning situation that maybe not taking things for granted. Now, maybe some of you out there could be SCBA, SBN, and let's just say probably maybe some of the rules are maybe a little more relaxed, not like they don't have rules, but KCBS is pretty stringent on stuff, on their times and what you can have in your box, and whether you agree or disagree, having your garnishment and so forth in there. But they had two disqualifications this past weekend. So if you're out there listening and maybe you're somebody that's looking to get started and wants to start cooking, competing or so forth, had one team, unfortunately, that used kale in their box, and I'm by no means any expert, so you can go to the KCBS site and pull up their things, but there is one that I do know is a no-no and is an automatic disqualification, mainly parsley, and there's a couple other ones out there. Maybe it's leaf lettuce, I think maybe red leaf is a no-no, but anyway, if you pull them up, you can find out. I don't remember all the lettuce and so forth, but somebody, what happened was they turned in their chicken, okay, and The good news is that, obviously they said it was really good, but I'd heard from somebody, and it was actually an unsauced chicken, which is kind of unusual in a KCBS. But anyway, the chicken was untrimmed, not like it looked bad, but it was pretty big thigh. So they I guess they had it so wedged in the box that you couldn't even tell what the garnish was. And so once they started pulling the stuff out, you know, that kale, you know, that kale is kind of springy. It kind of popped out. And then, of course, the judges looked at each other and, hey, this is kale. But the good thing is they went over and advised the team. Now, granted, they got DQ'd on chicken. But the good news was that they were able to turn in on other things. Now, they didn't have any garnish to turn in, but they at least get to turn in. So that was a good thing. Well, I see we got a caller here. I think this is our man blowing smoke, so let me bring him up. Please, that's you there, 803-404.
What's up, Bubba?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
I was hoping
how
somebody
you?
Would call in. I'm actually doing good. I'm actually using a different I'm actually calling in directly through my laptop. I didn't even realize you could do this on our little board here or whatever, the Blog Talk Radio. But I thought, man, I'll try this tonight, but I hope somebody calls in because I may be talking for an hour and nobody's hearing me. But obviously it must be working. Does it sound a little clearer or can you tell? Or?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Does it? Okay, good. Yeah, that's, I didn't even know we had this feature on here. I guess I need to read my little board here more often, I guess. But yeah, I just plug in, it dials it up automatically, and got these little headsets, so I was hoping this would make it clear. So, but I don't know how long you've been listening, but we've been kind of talking about the two KCBS contests this weekend that were kind of in close proximity, obviously Waynesboro, where I was at, and I know you were down there, or up there, I guess, in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Jiggy and the Piggy contest. What was that one like?
You still there?
How was that? Yeah, I got you. Yeah, how was that contest up there? You know, Waynesboro, and you probably have heard or maybe heard me talking, it's a great contest how to do it. Of course, when you get you're not the big ones, it makes it easier. But that's a lot of teams up there. Was that pretty well run and organized?
They did an awesome job with that. We all had power. We all had water. When I showed up, they didn't have me down for power, but I told them I paid for it, and they got me power before we left, and because we just dropped the trailer and went back to Charlotte to stay the night. And I got in-laws up there, so you can't beat the rate at their house compared to a hotel room. So went back there and stayed, and we plugged up the trailer, you know, to get the refrigerator cooled off and went ahead and turned the air on because it was 80, almost 90-something degrees up there. And
yeah.
Once those trailers are hot, they're hard to cool back off, so I figured I'd let it run all night. And the event was great. They had movies out there Friday night, and I think they showed Disney's Planes. It was pretty loud. We were trying to get some sleep, but we went to bed kind of early. So I think they had shut all that down about 10:30 or 11. But it was awesome. The only thing bad up there was the weather. The rain came through Friday and caught some people off guard. And Saturday morning we saw them hauling four or five tents out that had been folded over, and we saw one awning ripped off of it, and Saturday wasn't bad. It's, you know, awards are supposed to be at 4. 3 o'clock it started raining, and they postponed the awards till 5, and it dried up a little bit, and then about 10 minutes to 5, the bottom fell out again, so we were all standing out there getting soaking wet, and, you know, other than that, it was a great event.
Wow. Yeah, I guess we were pretty lucky. They, you know, it was a little toasty down there in Waynesboro, but you could see the darkness coming, and they actually kind of prepared, were getting prepared, and I don't know when the awards exactly were, but I think they got them about, you figure there was about 45 teams, I guess, there in Waynesboro, and, you know, brisket turn-in, you figure it's at 1:30, and man, they were doing awards at 3:30. So they even tried to start it at 3 o'clock, and they just, quite honestly, they just weren't ready. They, they're pretty, they you know, based on that many teams, you know, they give out top 10. So that's, you know, that's a lot of being prepared. You got 40 different checks to cut, and, you know, they got these, all the same awards, just these pretty neat pictures that I was talking about earlier. And you know, I barbecued at the boss, and according on the what award you won, or I guess, you know, in other words, the fifth place chicken, the picture would be bigger than, say, eighth place chicken. Yeah, it went up in size and all. So it's a pretty lot of stuff to get ready, but they did a good job, and it went pretty smoothly. And man, it, you know, by 5 o'clock, that place was about cleaned out. So worked out good.
Yeah,
but yeah, as you know, man, the weather can have a big impact on you.
They didn't have the checks ready, and the event organizers started announcing before the KCBS reps were ready. He said, I may be violating something, but I know y'all are standing in this rain, so let's get this done. And called him out, and he said, you know, 6 through 10, you get a check, but don't come up because there's nothing to get. He said, 1 through 5, hurry up, run up here and get your stuff. And when it was over, he said, anybody we owe money to, come around behind the thing and stand under the podium or under this. They did it under this big covered area, and we were back there about 20 minutes, still pouring down rain. And he said, if you want to go home, we'll mail them to you. And, you know, we got six-place chicken, so for $100, I said, I'm not waiting in this rain anymore. Y'all can mail it to me. So he said it may be 5 minutes, it may be 45 minutes. So I said, it ain't worth me standing in this rain anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good thing they did in Waynesboro, too, is they, of course, they did top 10, but what they did was kind of smart. Once they saw the team walking up, they would go ahead and start approaching it, to hand you your little award and prize. And what they did was, which makes sense, they took the picture on the top three teams from each category. So, which, you know, if you take pictures of, you know, 40 pictures, is like, you know, that's a bit much. Top three is probably the right thing to do. So that made it go pretty smoothly as well. So, well, that's good. They at least tried. They had a little bit of sense of urgency there. But I don't know if you heard me talking, and I don't know if that, you know, you figure with 80 teams, but, you know, this was the second year in a row down there in Waynesboro that they had two disqualifications. And so I would just kind of bring it, you know, being the barbecue show, I just kind of, maybe some people out there that are looking to compete, you know, and so forth, and so I guess the advice would be, or the maybe not advice, but just things to mental note. It was kind of weird at the cooks meeting on Friday. I didn't even realize two people had gotten disqualified last year. But anyway, what happened was one team, evidently some judges were getting out there pretty early, and they saw this team. You know, kind of pulling up on Saturday morning. Like I said, it must have been fairly early, I guess about 7 o'clock or something. I don't know, 6:30. And we're like, hey, you guys just getting here? You know, the guy was telling us, we're like, yeah, man, we're getting ready to get her fired up. And they're like, well, y'all in the cooking? Like, no, man, we're cooking on gas. And they're like, really? I said, yeah, we got a Southern Pride, and we talked to KCBS, and they said it's okay. And then the judge was like, well, did you – tell them that it was Southern Pride gas and not water charcoal. They're like, no. They're like, well, you can't do that. So that team got disqualified. So that was the first one. And then the second one was, like at KCBS, as you know, sometimes the judges, or I say judges, like your vet coordinators, the guys are kind of, or ladies, there's like two or three of them kind of main people running the thing. And one of them was kind of walking around, and the guy was just kind of, you know, he was just kind of shooting the bull. You know, he just kind of walked around, taking everything in. It was early in the morning. And the guy was sitting out there by a table, I guess in front of his whatever, his trailer or cooker or who knows. And, you know, he's got one of those, like when you're catering, like a buffet server, you know, like a server thing out there, you know, with the two little cans underneath. And the guy's like, hey, what you got going in there, man? He just wasn't being trying to be nosy. He was just kind of shooting the bull. I was like, oh, man, I got my butts in here. So the guy pulls the lid up, and there's just two butts in there. I assume he's keeping them warm. And the guy said, you know, that's illegal because, you know, I guess what they call the actual fuel inside those cans is a fuel that's not allowed. So that guy got disqualified for Boston Butts. So for anybody out there, you know, just a little, you know, if you're thinking, well, man, kind of in the pinch here, I ain't got a camera or something, do not use your little server from your catering gigs or something. That's actually illegal as well. So that was kind of interesting, I thought, those two little situations. You know, you kind of take it for granted. Everything, you know, everybody's out there cooking. You kind of know the rules. You know, we sometimes sit at these, cook meetings. You're like, oh, man, you're going through all the stuff. But, you know, for any of the newer teams or anybody out there kind of listen, you might want to kind of pay attention because, I mean, Can you imagine cooking all night or putting all this money to an event, and all of a sudden one of those things happen, and man, all of a sudden you're like, man, you're toast. I mean, it's over. I mean, that one team, obviously they're qualified for the whole event, disqualified for the whole event. Now that team was disqualified on the butts. And then fast forward to this year, there was a team there that, and I don't know all the ins and outs, the different lettuces. There's certain ones, you know, obviously we know parsley's good. There's some that are good, not good. I know kale is not a good one, but there was a team that turned in their chicken, and they had, evidently, it was, these thighs were huge from what one of the guys was telling me, one of the judges I knew after the event, after this, you know, had occurred and all. And he said, man, it's actually, I heard the chicken was pretty good. It was unsauced. They didn't really chimp up the thighs, but they were so big and they were so squeezed in there, you couldn't really tell. So when, like, the first two judges pulled out the thighs, that kale just kind of sprung out. And then all the judges look at each other like, isn't that kale? And they're like, yeah. So that team got disqualified. But on the good note, you know, one of the KCBS guys, he went out to the team and told us, hey, you got kale. And so they were disqualified on chicken. At least they got to turn in their other three categories. And, you know, they had to turn it in without the garnish. And even though it's not required, everybody knows that the KCBS, it does help in that appearance. So anyway, that was their story. And then there was another team. I'm not trying to mention name and make them feel bad, but just a learning experience. This was a tough one right here. This is something that obviously both of these disqualifications were not purposeful, or the teams didn't do it. And obviously the team with the kale, they had no idea. They were trying to make the box look nice. I mean, they had no idea. And then this second altercation or thing that happened for this team, they had a foreign object in their box on brisket. So they got disqualified. And what happened was they were using these, there were these plastic coated, or I say plastic, there were these coated cutting boards, which I'll be honest with, we use them all the time. And evidently they had used one and had not used it a lot. For carving something or cutting something up, so they wiped it off and then flipped it over on the other clean side, and evidently from where they had been cutting, it must have just got enough to where it kind of I don't know, for lack of a better word, kind of loosened that the material. So anyway, when they were picking up their brisket and laid it in the box, a piece of that stuff was stuck to the bottom that they didn't see. So then it sounds like when the judge picked up the brisket and was holding it up, I guess kind of holding it up, maybe he's looking at it and was going to do the pull test on it, there it was. And so that team, unfortunately, got disqualified. So there's another situation for everybody out there. Don't ever assume things, and, you know, like aluminum foil or cellophane or, man, you know, whatever. And I don't know if you've been at some events Lee and heard of some weird ones, but that was two interesting ones. That's kind of a tough one though, on the little cardboard thing, or I say cardboard, whatever that material is on those boards. That's a tough one to swallow. And I can tell you, this team, I went and looked it up, and you know, I think they were top 20 in all three categories. And the other one, that they would have been a top 20 finisher, probably even top 15. And who knows what would happen in brisket? You know, then maybe they got a call in brisket. So, you know, for what it's worth, don't ever assume. Be cautious and pay attention. And I'll be honest with you, I'm probably gonna pay a lot more attention to them cutting boards now to make sure I haven't cut into something, because they're pretty durable. But you know, obviously, another important thing when you're slicing all that kind of stuff is a sharp knife. So if you're using a really sharp knife, it's probably kind of easy to do something like that. So, yeah, you never know.
I tell you what, them electric knives will go through them, too. I use those throwaway boards from Jack's Old South, and they're laminated like a real thick paper. And
yep.
If I cut on them several times, they get chewed up like that, and then they start letting moisture in them, and they're pretty much done. I try to throw them out after everything I use.
You made a good point. I forgot about that, because I use an electric knife some too. And as we know, those electric knives, because of that motion, man, they chew up pretty fast.
Yep.
And so that's a good point because and on those it kind of, you know, and with a really sharp knife, you're just kind of slicing, so you can probably get a sliver or something maybe. But that electric knife, you know, it's kind of cutting, it's kind of motion, so it's going to get like little bits. So you could probably pick something up even smaller and not even know it, and you're like, oh my goodness, somebody sees that, then unfortunately, you know, your toes. So that's two that I saw this weekend. I kind of knew about the kale. But you know, that's one thing where you want to check those rules before you go to these events. I mean, it's fun, and even some first time teams, you may be going just to, yeah, just have a good time. You got some buddies out there. You want to see how you can do, whatever it may be. But you know, you kind of like to see how you can do it all. So don't waste 2 days and pull a couple hundred dollars of meat and so forth, and not read up on the rules and then get DQ'd over something, because that's not a good feeling. That's not a good feeling. So I know that team, because one of the teams we both know, and that's just a thing that, like, hey, I mean I can't believe it happened. And so don't let something like that happen to you. That can be devastating, I tell you. So I'll definitely be looking at my cutting board from now on. So and if something happens, it's gonna be Kathy's fault, though. I can tell you that right now. So. Well, Lee, how did you do up there?
You've been taking that Gene Culberson class way too long.
Well, I know you had a great finish, overall. Obviously, how was your finish? What was your kind of as you look back on your things? Did you have a good cut? Was something like, I wish I would have done that, or sometimes it's like you just have a bad cook, or like, man, I don't know what the heck happened. I thought my port was good, and I got a bad score. Kind of, what was your impressions of your contest this weekend on your four meets up there?
My brisket, of course, again, was overcooked. It wasn't as bad as I did in Kings Mountain, but I pulled it earlier. I pulled it before I thought I needed to, and I guess it just carried over too far, and it was brittle, but it wasn't falling apart, so I cut it a little thicker, and my appearance scores and taste scores were good, but my texture, you know, I got a couple sevens on that. And then my pork overshot a little bit. I wrapped it, and an hour later I went back out and probed it, and it was up 202 and 206 degrees. And I just, you know, once that happens, you kind of know it's over. But my ribs and chicken, you know, I had a new guy come help me, and his categories are chicken and ribs, and he got us a six in chicken. And this is the thing that blows my mind. Our ribs scored number one on the table, but overall we were 35th, which for it to be the number one ribs on the table and then that be the first one off of that table comes in 35th place, I kind of question that a little bit. But they all ranked really well. They all scored high. And then we got a comment card that said they were mushy and bland, which I'm telling you now, they weren't. The chicken may have been just a tad overdone, but it was, it was good. And I don't know. I mean, I got good appearance scores on everything and good taste scores, but the texture hurt me a little bit on my pork and my brisket and the ribs.
Right. That's interesting to be number one on your table. But I know that's a big contest. But still, God Almighty, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't understand that 36 being the number one team on the table, and that table, the first one in that table is 36th place.
That's a pillow swallow right there. Huh?
What are you doing, moving?
No, I was trying to grab a piece of paper. I was trying to look up something. And is it cutting out a little bit?
No, it's just really, really loud in the background.
Kathy, quit making so much noise.
I'm
just
sitting
here.
I did have another guy go with me this weekend. I took Cole up from all smoked up. He's been wanting to see a KCBS, and I think by the time we got back Sunday, he's done with him, or Saturday, he's done with him. He's like, I think I could cook it. I said, I know you could cook them. But, you know, it's kind of hard being a guy on your team that does everything and then just having to sit back and kind of not do a lot. You know Cole, and it drove him a little bit crazy. I don't think he had as good time as he wanted to, but it was good to take him and spend some time with him. I tried to get some pork recipes out of him, but they wouldn't share anything. I think Gary threatened his life, and he was told if he gave up anything on their pork, not to come home or something. I don't know what happened, but even when he was tired, I tried to get him drunk. He still wouldn't tell me anything. So, but you know, you try whatever it takes to win. That's going to be my motto from now on. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
But it was good to have him. Right. He wants to do a KCBS, and you know, Bill from their team wants to do one. I think Jimmy and Gary are a little bit scared of him, but you know, they didn't cook in SCBA till they did their first one either. That's what I keep telling them.
Yeah.
So you just got to go out and do it.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a good cook. That's the first time I cooked KCBS. Well, we went out to Vegas. I mean, that's KCBS. I don't know. We didn't do the four meats. We did the three meats. But that's the first time I cooked KCBS since, probably since last May, I guess. So we were kind of – I thought I was going to be a little rusty, you know, because I had my timelines and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, quite honestly, for a while there, I guess the first couple of years, I was cooking a little bit of KCBS here and there. But we always kind of struggled in the chicken. And then for whatever reason, maybe I just concentrated on it more, but, man, our chicken, well, that was, I think, the third bit in a row where we got a call on chicken. I don't know what the heck we're doing, but we need to keep doing it. But, you know, my chicken, you know, it's weird. I mean, as you know, you get up there and you go to awards and so forth. And I look back at my cook, and my chicken, I thought, came out well. It looked just the way I trimmed my thighs, I guess the thighs I had, I don't know. I mean, I only got six thighs in the box, and these things are pretty doggone big. And I was a little concerned. I'm like, I hope they don't look so clunky. And I know some guys get eight or nine in there, and got some patterns and all they use. But, I mean, ours came out good. And what's weird about it, quite honestly, I don't usually cook a ton of them. I guess I'm hoping that I have a lot of problems with some of them. So we didn't even taste any. I mean, I was tasting my sauce and all. But we didn't even taste one for whatever reason. I don't know what the heck happened, but we're probably not going to taste it anymore because, you know, we took first in chicken, which was pretty awesome for us. I've never scored first in a category at a KCBS, so we were pretty excited about that. When I was sitting there listening to them call off the names, and, you know, I was kind of hoping, like, you know, 7th, 6th, maybe 5th, because I think that's where we've been at the last couple of times. I think we got a 6th and a 5th or whatever in our last two KCBS. And I was like, oh, man, okay, well. So then the guy calls off him first, and he's like, from Aiken, South Carolina. So then I'm thinking me automatically, then forgetting that, you know, Smoking Sacks is there and Rip from Aiken. I didn't even think about that because I'm all excited. Like, yeah, and I'm like, and Kathy looks at me, and we start walking up. So, like, you know, we had Smoking Sacks. And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot about that. I guess I forgot all about that. But, you know, our chicken came out, I guess, came out good. I was pleased with it. We used the – kind of the same recipe and all, and came out good. And I don't know, my ribs, I was so disappointed after Saluda Shoals, my ribs. I was like, God, I thought I had pretty good ribs at Saluda Shoals, and our score was just absolutely horrible. And I was like, God, almighty. I didn't kind of tell Kevin, I said, you know what? I said, if we score bad down here, I guess I'm going to, I don't know why, but I'm going to have to make an adjustment. I mean, I thought we had these things dialed in. And instead of buying St. Louis Cut, I went back to what I was – doing a while ago, and I just bought the regular rib, and I cut it down, and I bought the doggone biggest racks I could find, and it was a better, thicker rib, and I could tell the difference on my, because I think what was happening was on some of these other ribs I was getting, I wasn't making a good enough adjustment on how I cooked my timeline, and I was getting kind of overcooked, and so these were some thick, good ribs, and I could just tell as they were cooking, and when I had them in the pull, I told Candace, man, these things are looking good today. So anyway, they came out real good. We got third in ribs. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this is a great field. And we just got called first in chicken, third in ribs. And of course, a lot of these KCBS teams in Georgia are looking around like, who the hell are these guys? And I'm thinking, I don't even know who I am right now, I'll be honest with you guys. You know, and then I'm all jacked because I'm like, man, finally, I finally felt like I had a great pork cook. KCBS has just kicked our butts in pork. And I'm like, man, we've been working on it so hard. We've been doing pretty good in SCBA. I was all excited. My money muscle was, I thought, some of my better money muscle of the year. Was texture was good. You know, it wasn't overdone. And what happens, lo and behold, I think we end up like, shit, I don't know, 27th in pork, I think, something like that, mid to high 20s. I'm like, God almighty, what do you do? And then anyway, then on the brisket, we're 16th in brisket. So I actually was pleased. We've kind of struggled in brisket, too. And I guess it's my favorite profile, but I don't think mine got overcooked. I think it's just they didn't really love my flavor, but it was decent. What was that instinct? Of course, you know, Jim Burr, Killer Bee's a great team. I was on his table for brisket, of course, I was number two, obviously, and he was number one. And in fact, the same thing happened to me on ribs, you know, because you can track that stuff. I forgot about that, but you can see your tables and all. Here's what's interesting. I was third in ribs, and I was on Jim's table, and I was number two. Of course, he was second in ribs. Well, that was kind of weird there, as well. So, overall, I was really pleased with my cook. I just was a little surprised on the pork. I thought we were going to score better, but just evidently they just, for whatever reason, they don't like our flavor profiles. The only thing I can figure, and the thing I looked at too, Lee, was, I went back and counted it, and I'm pretty sure, I think, so you would have six. So you'd have 24 possible scores, right, on appearance. I think we had 21 or 22 nines on appearance. We only missed it on two judges on our appearance. So our appearance was excellent. And I think we got five out of six nines on pork. So I was like, you know what? It must look good. So that's a good sign, I guess. We've got that down. So it's got to be a little bit more. And I think our tenderness was pretty decent, but it must be the taste. They're not liking it. And then and kind of one more thing. It was kind of like, wow. On our chicken, we had from four judges, we had 999. And on my fifth, because they dropped their sixth, the lowest score they dropped. On my fifth judge, he had a 998. If that guy would have given us a 9 instead of the 8, we would have had a perfect score. And I was like, God, that would have just been – I would have been like nutso down there if I would have got that. I had no idea because I looked at our score. We were like 178.3 or something, which is the highest I've ever scored in chicken by, you know, probably 4 or 5 points at least. So, one thing we learned, we're not going to taste our chicken in our next contest, I can tell you that. So that's our new thing for whatever reason.
I don't think you should taste anything. You shouldn't taste your sauce or your rubs or any of it from the time you start making them. I think you should do that.
I mean, I can't get over it. But we had a great time. It was a great event, I tell you. We were very pleased, obviously. I'm sure just like with you at your contest, that's a anytime you got 80 teams, you got a lot of great teams up there. Anytime you can finish top 20 in a KCBS event, especially when you got 80 teams, and we're excited about that in Georgia. So that's usually a pretty good field down there. So we're gonna work on our butts again here a little bit, see what we can figure out. But everything else kind of, you know, because sometimes you just cook something like, you know what, that wasn't on today. That just wasn't good. But I didn't have that feeling on any of my stuff. And then the weird thing was I was the most excited about my pork because I finally found out, I said, man, I finally got a contest where I even got my box looking like I wanted to. And I'm like, son of a gun. I knew my ribs and chicken I thought were pretty good, especially my ribs. Chicken's kind of, I'm not sure sometimes on the flavor profile what they may like. But I had three in a row and I was on call for that. So we're definitely going to stick with that flavor profile. So. That just amazes me on your rib. I wonder how many tables of judges they had at your event.
14.
14. Holy smokes. So, oh, man. Wow.
So that means 2.5 times. I guess it'd be 14, 28, 35. You know, 14, 14 is 7. That'd be 35. So it's 2.5 tables were ahead of us on the score sheet.
That's kind of hard to imagine. Think about it, because I mean, basically what that's saying is that at that table, you were definitely number one, but at all the other tables, the first and the second, and for the most part, the third rib had a better score. That's just a, that's just like
yeah.
It's just almost like you just got a you just got a bum table. I mean, even though you were first, it's almost like they didn't score you. What was your total score? Do you remember? Was it a high score? I mean, even though you got number one on the table, was it a fairly high score? Was it kind of a – obviously, I guess it must have been in the, probably the lower 170s maybe?
Hang on, I'll tell you.
Yeah. In fact, I didn't think about it. I guess I could pull it up on here because that's just kind of hard to – it's almost kind of hard to imagine how that can possibly – I mean, that's almost just like how can that – I mean, I just can't imagine an event. I bet it will be a long time before that happens in an event again.
Yeah.
If somebody scores first.
But, you know, we're the lucky ones.
Jeez.
$162.8228.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's, man. Not only, so that obviously means that the other five teams there, had to be really low. Gosh, it's hard to believe.
Yeah,
I know one thing the guy said, at our event, I can't remember who over the, and it's not actually Marshall, whatever they call the guy that runs the event. In fact, this guy does a great job. I think he's usually the one there in Waynesboro. Really, really nice guy. He does all the awards, and, you know, sometimes it gets a little boring and all, but this guy, you know, he goes through it pretty quickly, but he at least adds a little bit of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, he gives it a little personality. I mean, he doesn't go like, okay, number one, number two. I mean, it's like, hey, this we got a team out of, say, Aiken, South Carolina, and somehow he knows, hey, I think this team is first-time winner. He kind of plays it up and makes it fun. You know, and so forth. So, God, I just still can't get over that. That's just amazing to me. They could score like that. God, that's just hard to believe.
You can't get over it. You should have been standing out there in the rain.
Yeah, we did. Did you have any 180s up there in Charlotte or in Kannapolis? Excuse me.
No.
No 180. Yeah, they had a 180. Bethel Smokers had a 180 in brisket.
Really?
So there was all, and then I was just kind of, I was like, God, I looked at my score. I was like, son of a gun, if that guy gives me a 9, we score 180 in chicken. I'm like, holy smokes.
Now, pork was the highest scoring category up there. I had a 170, and I was 17th. The number one spot had a 178.2, so that's pretty close.
Wow.
And that was at, did you watch the Barbecue Pit Masters this weekend?
Yeah, Rocky Top. Yeah, I saw he was there. He was in Kannapolis, right?
So was Prime.
Oh, was he? Did he look good?
Yeah, the boy that worried about his hair all the time.
Yeah. Did the rain mess his hair up, or was he okay?
It looked like it was all right. He came in first in pork.
Oh, did it really? Wow.
I think he was third or fourth overall. Hang on, let me look.
Holy
he was fifth
smokes.
Overall.
He did that, man, he had a heck of a cook there.
Pretty
wow.
Close to us. They came in 28.
Yeah, I think okay, yeah. I thought I remember seeing him. It was down below you, I thought.
Tommy from Checkered Pig, he won Fort Mill, Kings Mountain, and he won Kannapolis.
Yeah, he's been on a little bit of a tear.
Yeah, I know. I need to find out where he's going next so I don't go there.
You don't go there. Is he got a Jambo? What's he? Is that what he cooks on?
I don't think it's a Jambo. If it's a Jambo, it's really strange. It kind of looks like one, but it's a really small, like a real short one. It may be a Jambo, but it's a real short one. It just stays on the back of the trailer. I don't know if Jambo does like a backyard. Now, it was nice up there. We got to, you know, we got to hang out with Joe Hilliard and them boys from Bold Branch. They were up there, and they weren't too far from us, so we went over and messed with them a little bit. And, they said they don't know if they're going to go back because it's gotten too big. They don't like them big contests. He said last year was almost too big with 50-something teams, so.
Yeah. I forgot. Forgot about them being up there.
That's saying something for
them. Yeah, I don't know.
It's second year and have 80-something teams.
Oh, yeah, that's a tremendous, tremendous turnout. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't know if you were on the show yet. We had a good little turnout, kind of, I guess, not SCBA team. I guess teams you see competing in SCBA, because we were down there. You had Smoking Stacks. You had Somar Swine was there, Seth. Nards was there, Randall. Yes Dear Barbecue was there. We're probably at Swell Cows. Obviously, those guys won it. There was probably about 6 or 7 teams. Cook SCBA, some I think were down there in Waynesboro. Maybe is there somebody I'm leaving out? Might be somebody I'm leaving out still. But pretty good. Riverside Smoke. Forgot about Riverside Smoke from North Augusta. He was there. He was there as well. So. Well, that's great. That's a big event.
I can say this about the SCBA teams. Usually when they show up, we come in the middle of the pack or a little better. You know, that's not – we don't have horrible showings. Now, the kicker to that one is the first KCBS I did where I came in, I think, 53rd out of 70-something teams. I don't remember. Let me look. That Festival of Discovery last year in Greenwood. But, you know, your first one, man, I was – everything I had learned and all the classes I had watched and taken, and I just – it kind of went out the window when I started building boxes. You know, you don't – plus I had some people in there with me that were giving me ideas, and, you know, now I don't let anybody – I do it the way I want to do it. So we live or die.
That's right.
My fault.
Yeah, I was just actually looking. Bull Branch looked like they finished 35th. So that's certainly respectable. I like out of 80 teams. So, like I said, that's a good middle or actually above middle of the pack there. So, that's good. Did you participate in? Did they have any? Did you do any of the size stuff? It looks like they had baked beans and.
No, because when I was going up there, I didn't know if I was going to have any help. My father-in-law was supposed to help me. And the weekend before, he's like, we're going to Aiken to go see my mom for Mother's Day. And I was like, you remember you're supposed to help me in Kannapolis? And he said, oh, I forgot. And I said, I thought you wrote it down. And he said, me too. Let me look. And he said, yeah, it's in my calendar. I said, well, appreciate that. So. If I'd have known Cole was going to go for sure and, you know, Jamie was going to be there, I'd have done. I told him, I called him on or emailed him on Wednesday and told him I'd do the People's Choice Pork. He said that one was full, but I'm not real good with desserts, and the chicken wings I do take too long, so, and I baked beans is kind of a waste for me. I don't eat them, so I don't like cooking them. So,
right.
Yeah, they had 4 or 5 ancillary categories, and, yeah, it's a pretty big deal up there. They actually had people walking around Friday night trying everything and then Saturday morning, so they got a crowd out there. But it's a whole big festival up there. It's not just the barbecue. I mean, it's like a 3 or 4 day event going on up there. Barbecue is just part of it.
Right, right. That's a big. That's a nice purse. Almost 20,000. So that's a nice one. That's a. In fact, I've seen. I think. The guy Don Harwell, Debbie Harwell. I've been at some events where they've been at before. Nice people. I think they might have been down there at Evans last year, possibly. I was trying to look up the guy's name. That's a nice guy. Yeah.
That's super nice. They did that Fort Mill one up there, too. The one I took first in Fort last year, they did in Fort Mill, and they're super nice reps. They do a good job. They were at Kings Mountain, too.
Oh, okay. Maybe they must maybe live up that area or something, probably. Possibly. It looks like, I think that guy, Ernest Poland, maybe his name is Ernie. I think that's the guy there husband and wife reps. Yeah, Ernie, that's the guy. Nice, nice guy. He does a heck of a job calling out the awards. I was really, really enjoyed that guy, the way he ran the contract and all. Well, good deal, man.
That's what,
already hit 8 o'clock here. Appreciate you. Go ahead.
Hey, man, anytime I can call in to talk to you, it's a blast of my day.
Man, you must... That must be connected. That makes my day then, knowing that I've been able to make somebody else's day. How about that?
I mean, that just lets you know how shitty the rest of my day's been.
that's what I was gonna say. usually as the day goes on, you know, you figure, wow. Well, I'm glad I was able to add a little light in the tunnel for you today there, Mr. Blowing Smoke.
I'm
absolutely
glad you worked.
Well, hey, good deal, man. Hey, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, we'll look forward to doing it next week.
Absolutely. Well, now, what's your next?
All right,
what's
buddy.
Your next event? You're gonna take
Evans.
Oh, so you're gonna be at Evans? Okay, good. Okay, good deal. So you'll be at Evans. Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, that's gonna be a big one there. We're looking forward to that one. So, all right, man. Good deal. We'll be back on here next. I didn't really get to talk about it, but we got the. Got an SCBA this weekend in the big town of Williamson, so I think there's about 20 some odd teams or so. We'll be heading up the highway up there to actually go defend our title up there. We actually were fortunate and won that one last year, so that's a nice little contest. They got a nice little venue up there and kind of a neat little festival and all. All these typical little towns, as we know, how they tie it in and all. So hopefully we'll get good weather and I get to see some folks up there this weekend and. Maybe I'll learn how to cook pork again, or maybe my SCBA judges that kind of like ours. So hopefully, it won't mean the KCBS guys that judge SCBA as well. I hope they won't be on my table. So we got to get the KCBS guys figured out. They kicking my butt right now. So we'll get it figured out. So, but anyway, man, hey, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate everybody listening in tonight. We will be back on here next Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. So everybody have a great week, and it looks like we're going to have some pretty good weather. And I think it's actually going to get a little cooler toward the end of the week here. So get out there and maybe work out in our yard a little bit and maybe fire up those grills this weekend. And good luck to everybody this coming weekend, and congrats to all the ones that got a call this past weekend. So we'll see you next week, and we're going to close it out with, you know what, go Cox.